Let's talk about the Cruz and Kasich unholy alliance. That's what it is. That it's like a tour. The unholy alliance. Cruz, Kasich, they're so metal. They are. They're just so metal. So, again, you had the Koch brother make the official announcement that Hillary would be just fine. You had Crystal come out and say, you know, I'm back putting together a third-party ticket. And then yesterday, Cruz and Kasich make the unholy alliance. So they put out a press release. It was the top story Sunday night. I was out at the mall getting flip-flops for a trip that I'm taking at the end of the week. And, of course, my alerts go off on my phone. I got all my alerts. I got all my political alerts. I pick that up. I look at it. And it says, Kasich Cruz. And this deal is entirely about the will of the people. And I'm reading it, and I'm like, what? We're reading the people. It's about winning the vote. And I'm like, what? What are they doing? What's going on? So I had to stop. So the story went like this. Ted Cruz and John Kasich are joining forces in a last-ditch effort to deny Donald Trump the Republican presidential nomination. And I went, okay. And it said, within minutes of each other, the pair issued statements late Sunday saying they divide their efforts in upcoming contests, with Cruz focusing on Indiana and Kasich devoting his efforts to Oregon and New Mexico. The strategy, something the two campaigns have been working on for weeks, is aimed at blocking Trump from gaining the 1,237 delegates necessary to claim the GOP nomination this summer. And I'm like, okay. And the story continues. The extraordinary move reflects the national strength Trump has shown and the inability of the Republicans who oppose the New York billionaire to come together to stop him. Divided up some of the remaining primary states by putting forward one strong alternative to Trump, and each could be enough to take away delegates and curb Trump's run to the nomination. This is a nationwide campaign, and we're making a decision where to focus our time, Cruz told conservative radio host Laura Ingraham Monday. We are now focused very, very heavily on the state of Indiana. It is significant that John Kasich is pulling out of Indiana and allowing us to directly go head-to-head with Donald Trump. Kasich said Monday, despite the agreement, he still wants Indiana voters to support him. They ought to vote for me, he said, during a gaggle with reporters at Philadelphia Diner. I'm not campaigning in Indiana, and he's not campaigning in these other states. That's all. It's not a big deal, Kasich said. So they are now... You know, I still don't understand the logic. Listen, if you're a Cruz, so take Kasich and just put Kasich in the corner, okay? Put Kasich in the corner for a second, because he's just put him over here. I don't want to deal with him right now. Let's just deal with. With Cruz right now, okay? Let's just deal with Cruz right now. Because if you're a Cruz supporter, here's what I don't get. Okay? Here's what I don't get. You complain about Donald Trump. I know. Wait a minute. I know. That's your word that you use for Donald Trump and his supporters. I know, but let me, you complain about Donald Trump and the fact that he thinks he is the front runner and he only has 37 or 38% of the voting public in the Republican Party. He doesn't have a majority. And the fact that he thinks everybody should bow down and crown him the undisputed primary champion of the political world, yada, 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 so forth and so on. This is what you hear from Cruz people. This is what you hear from Never Trump people. But here's the confusing part. Here's the part that I just don't get. If Trump was at 37-38%, and the debate is he doesn't have the majority, there's still 60-some-odd-plus percent of the Republican Party that doesn't support him. What the hell kind of support does Ted Cruz have? If Donald Trump only has 37-38%, after tomorrow, he'll be at about 40%. If that's insufficient for people to get out of the race so Trump can get the rest of the support needed to put him over the 50% threshold, which is what always happens in past primary battles, because Romney didn't get the magic number until everybody got out. McCain didn't get the magic number until everybody got out. Bush didn't get the magic number until everybody got out. That's part of the rigged system. The system is in place. So if the establishment doesn't like the person that is the front runner, they could do what they're doing now and then play the game of, well, the people don't support the front runner. If the front runner is winning and they're winning with less than 50%, that means that there's still a debate if they should be the flag bearer of the party. So then in turn, they go into this rigging mode, this fixing mode. I mean, that's what happens. So if Trump doesn't have that number, and the Cruz people and the Never Trump people are banging their chests and they're screaming and they're saying, we can't have Trump be our nominee. 60% of the Republican Party does not support him. Well, what the hell kind of support does Ted Cruz have? If Trump is at 37-40%, where's Cruz? And why I'm not talking about Kasich, because Kasich is even worse than Cruz as far as support, as far as popular votes, and as far as delegates. So if Trump is not legitimate because he's only at 40% as far as the will of the people, where the hell's Ted Cruz? 28%? Where's Kasich? In the teens? And if you get to a contested convention and you don't go with Trump, Kasich, or Cruz, and somebody emerges from the pack, wasn't in the primary, or was in the primary, they just got out in the beginning. Now you have somebody that has less than what? 5%? And if they weren't part of the primary, they have no percent. So how the hell does the argument of Trump not having the proper percentage, which in turn it means 60% or 55% or 63% of the Republican voting electorate doesn't support him, what the hell do you get with everybody else? What do you get with everybody else? What do you get with everybody else? I mean, it makes no sense. It really does. It makes no sense. It's just insane. It really is insane. It literally is insane. You know, I normally don't do this, but I'm going to do this one time. This is going to be one of those one times that we go to a phone. I'm telling you, we don't do this. Those of you who are listening, know that I don't go. This is going to be one of those flukes in the Rob Zicari Show history. But we're going to it right now only because they have a great screen name. Now, if they disappoint, they're getting hung up on. If they disappoint, they're getting hung up on. But we're going to go to the phone line because I have Mr. Mehoff, Mr. Jack Mehoff. He's on the line. So we're going to go to him. So this is a first. And let's see if we're going to be disappointed. Mr. Hello. Mehoff.
Hello. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. You're on the line with Rob Zicari, and let me just say, we don't take phone calls, but because you have a great name, I'm going with you. So don't disappoint. Go for it.
All right. Let's talk about Donald Trump today.
All right. Go for it.
So, about this whole subject of is he going to make it? So do you think that there'll be the convention?
Do I think there'll be a convention? I do not
think
there'll
be
a convention.
Do you think he'll get the delegates?
I think he will get the delegates before the convention starts. Yes, I do.
Good, good. I think as well that he will get the delegates. And I think it will be a matter between Trump and Hillary. That's what I honestly think it will come down to.
Now, who do you think will win between Hillary and Trump?
I don't know. I mean, I really hope Trump will pull it through all the way, but the world is crazy, so anything is possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you, Mr. Mehoff, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, you're calling from Florida. Now, were you a Rubio supporter? Were you a Bush supporter? Have you always been, or are you a Trump supporter? What are you, Mr. Mehoff? Tell me.
Well, I am I would call myself a conservative. So I was never a fan of Rubio, and I was never a fan of Bush. I would say I am with Trump on this one. But don't get me wrong. I do like Ted Cruz as well, but with the matter of them two, I think I would have to pick Trump now.
Now, let me ask you this: as somewhat of a Cruz person, you said you kind of like Ted, or you did like Ted. Don't you find it a little bizarre when you hear Ted talk about Trump not having the support of the people, and yet Cruz has far less of that support?
I do find it a little crazy, but I feel Trump is appealing more to the people, and Ted is not getting that much leverage. I mean, Trump really does appeal to the people versus Ted. I mean, that's a big one there. You can see it in the polls as well. And I don't think Ted will pull through.
Yeah.
I really don't think people are resonating with Ted.
Yeah, well, and just if you look at Florida, if you want to take New York out of the mix because, it's a blue state, and chances are, even though I think Trump can put it into play, chances are it will stay a blue state, but Florida is definitely still a swing state. And if Ted Cruz can't muster up the votes to beat Trump in Florida, what makes anybody think that Cruz could beat Hillary in Florida if he can't beat Trump or Rubio in Florida?
I think Trump's going to take it all the way in Florida, to be honest. I've never seen as much support for Trump as I ever seen here, right here in Florida. The amount of signs, the amount of people, the talk going around, I've never seen so much support for a candidate in Florida than I have now.
Wow, that's big. That's big.
There's Trump signs throughout everywhere of Florida, of Southwest Florida.
All right. Well, I like that. I like that. All right. Well, listen, Mr. Mehoff, it was great to talk to you. You are this is a big deal for me. I took the call because I like your name, and you're a good caller. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Keep listening. Have you been listening for a long time?
Yeah, I have. Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, and I will I will talk to you again. Call in anytime.
Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. Look at that. See? We did a call. I always get calls, and I never take them. And my producer always busts my stones. He goes, "You got to take a call. Why don't you take a call? Everybody else takes calls. Limbaugh takes calls. Levin, everybody takes calls. Why?" And I go, "Because I don't want to take calls. I don't want to." But Mehoff, I did. He had the cool name. I like the cool name. When I get the numbers that come up, and it's like 745-111-6578. No, not taking that.